We are still on the teleconference. So, Larry Smith, thank you very much for your comments. Are there questions of Mr. Smith? Representative Lee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry, in the early part of your comments, you talked about a series of oil spills in Kikimlik, with the exception of the Glacier Bay spill in 87, some remnants of the Exxon Valdez spill in 89, and I was going to affectionately call it the Bob Williams Memorial spill in 92, but I see he's left, so the Kenai Pipeline spill. And I've been fishing in the inlet during that time. Am I missing some other? Oh, there was one, a spill in about 1965 that I remember that came ashore that didn't get much documentation, but am I missing some other spills other than some pretty minor spills that have had a significant impact?
There was some fishing closures due to a mystery spill. The responsible party was never identified, and I think that was either just before or just after the Glacier Bay. And I just heard Theo Matthews lecturing about it not long ago, and I'll be happy to get the details on that for you.
In fact, in 1989?
Well, it may have been the year before the Glacier Bay. I would say 86 or 88, but and I don't think it affected all districts or sub-districts for that matter. But it's frequently cited by commercial fishing organizations, and Cook Inlet is another example of lost fishing time. Those three spills. The KPL spill didn't happen during the time that there was a fishing season, didn't have any effect. The same spill, however, occurring in July, and we had the management biologists from the Department of Fish and Game before the Props Committee, that would have occasioned a closure of salmon fisheries in Cook Inlet, thanks to the zero tolerance policy.
One of the things, I just note that I'm subjected to spills on a regular basis. My sites are just downstream or up the inlet from the Minotic Boat Harbor, and the drift boats anchor off of the harbor on the way to go out, and I will consistently, on a calm day where you can see the evidence of the spill, see evidence of very minor spills to come through, and that's something that's bothered me for a long time, and something I think we need to address also. So we need to basically put it back on ourselves. Those of us who use fuel also need to be careful about how we're handling it.
Representative Choquette.
Yeah, thank you. Not for you, Mr. Smith. Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Harry, I'd like at some point in time, and now is not the time where we're ready to ride this horse on home here, and Lord knows we've got plenty to review in the next few days, but I would like to be able to get with you as to a very solid discussion on Mr. Duca and Mr. Lakin. Recommendations. I had the occasion to speak with them in reference to what the other states are doing. And I think he brings some very solid points to the table, and I'd surely like to be able to discuss them with you and maybe this fine young gentleman here also. But we'd like to carry this on further sometime.
I'd welcome the opportunity, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, thank you.
And I would like to offer my thanks both individually and collectively to our Citizens Oversight Council, because I know you've worked long and hard, and you've seen firsthand the thankless task of promoting good public policy. And I would underscore the fact that you people do not work for the legislature, you do not work for industry, you do not work for the governor, you work for the people of the state of Alaska. And for that job, I thank you very much. This concludes the report by the Citizens Oversight Council on Response Action Contractor Liability, but we will continue with the House Resources Committee for a few moments on another matter. So you're certainly welcome to stay at the table. But I would like to turn the floor over to Representative Moyer, and we'll continue our work on House Bill 377, the Clean Air Act. Representative Moyer?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think a logical conclusion may be here that since the only two remaining members are on the subcommittee, you're the only one who's got to hear anything new. Perhaps we should wait for tomorrow when we have the rest of our members here.
Okay. We'll do that then. So with that...
Excellent suggestion there, Mark.
I think we have unanimous support of the subcommittee.
So with that, gentlemen, thank you, Representative Moyer, and I adjourn this meeting, the House Resources Committee, at 5:27.